This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Kelly DiPuccio writes children's books because she can't imagine writing anything else. She's written 20 of them so far and is just getting warmed up. Two of her books, Grace for President and The Sandwich Swap, were New York Times bestsellers. This month, she added a new book to the shelf, Everyone Loves Cupcake. Everyone Loves Cupcake is a book that you're going to be talking about at Book Bug on September 24th. But there's another one that I think is particularly relevant at this point in American politics. It's called Grace for President.
Yeah, Grace for President. Gosh, that book was first published back in 2008.
And I bet it's making a resurgence right about now, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Every election, it kind of has another life to it. And this year, definitely, it's been all kinds of interest in the book. And Rutgers University did a wonderful program where they were sending out copies of Grace for President, congresswomen and mayors and senators, and encouraging them to go out in their communities and read Grace for President as part of their Teach a Girl to Lead program. And so that was really exciting. That all took place in March.
So in a nutshell, the book is about a little girl who decides that she wants to run for president in her school.
Yeah. And the idea for the book came about because of actually something my editor's daughter said at the time, years and years ago. I think she was about 5 at the time. And her teacher had actually unrolled a poster of all the American presidents. And the little girl's name was Grace. Looked at the poster and she just said, you know, where are the girls? There's no girls up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this prompted this discussion between my editor and I, and she's like, I'm wondering if there's like a story there. And she asked me if I would, you know, put some thought into it. So I did a lot of research and looked at what kind of books were out there already, children's books about, you know, presidents and kids who want to be president, school elections. And I kind of found that none of the books address the whole Electoral College vote.
Mm.
Probably I was wondering, with good reason maybe, because it's kind of a complicated thing. So at that point, I kind of wondered if there was some way I could incorporate this into the book and explain it in a way that kids might understand.
Well, you did a beautiful job of it. I think it helps us adults understand, too.
You know, I've gotten so many emails over the years, sometimes even from like high school teachers saying thank you, because this is a really simple explanation, and it's a fun format that is not intimidating in any way. And it's also, it's a great story. So yeah, that's definitely been in the limelight lately, and I'm really proud of the book and excited to see, you know, what's going to happen this election year. But the book could be obsolete, and that was always my hope, you know, when I first wrote it.
Yeah, it's like, what's the big deal, right? So how important is it, and this doesn't apply just to Grace for President, I would think it probably applies to many, if not all, of your books. What's the importance of role models for children?
You know, I never really sit down to write a story with, you know, that in mind. I think that if you're writing a good story, that kind of comes organically from
mm-hmm.
it. But I obviously do feel like it's important in the end to have a character that kids can identify with, and all kids, all races, all sexes. And I think that's part of the reason, you know, that I love this job so much is that, you know, I write these stories because for some reason I get these crazy ideas and they just speak to me and I run with them. But later, when the book gets published and I see how other people and kids in particular connect with the stories and the characters, so rewarding. And it's just this very humbling experience to know that, you know, these characters that spring up from these stories actually impact strangers. I think for the longest time, I used to think that, you know, only my friends and family were reading my books, but apparently that's not true.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. Kelly DiPuccio, a children's writer from southeastern Michigan, recalls a memorable response from her agent.
An email just says, this is quite possibly the best and the worst thing I have ever written. I have no idea what you're going to say because my agent is a vegetarian, but, but he wrote back and said that he loved it. And so anyway, yeah, Bacon did very well because I think, again, it was kind of one of those books that people see and they just kind of crack up because it's really silly. But so, yeah, so then, you know, my editor and I talked about, you know, possibly doing a follow-up book. And so we kind of did some brainstorming about what might be a good character to do a second book. And if you're not familiar with Everyone Loves Bacon, I don't know if I should give away the ending, but he does get eaten at the end of the story.
Oh,
so we could not have a traditional sequel. I could have done a prequel, but so we needed a whole new character. And so, of course, everyone loves cupcakes, so we decided to go that route for the story. And it's a very different story. And cupcake is sweet, ha-ha, unlike Bacon, who's arrogant. So, but it was it's kind of based a little bit, I guess, on, you know, my oldest child, who was the perfectionist. You know, she, you know, if she got a B on a test, it was like the end of the world. And, you know, she just, there's nothing wrong with, you know, striving to do your best. But sometimes it's not realistic to be perfect all the time. And so that's what, kind of what this character, Cupcake, is. Really tries her best to be so perfect all the time. And the stress of it kind of gets to her. So
have her sprinkles just so.
Yes. The tarts are jealous of her, of course, and they say, the sprinkle out of place. So, but yeah, it's really funny. And I actually think it's even funnier than Bacon in some regards. And there's some puns in there. And the art is just fantastic. Eric White is the illustrator, of course, of Bacon and Cupcake. And he did a tremendous job. And Bacon is featured in a diner, like kind of like a 50s diner. And of course, Everyone Loves Cupcake. The setting is in a bakery. And the characters are adorable and funny and a lot of personality.
Why children's books?
I get asked that question a lot. And I really don't know how to answer it other than this is just the format that I connect to. I love children's books. And I, you know, really, really rediscovered them when my children were young. I obviously didn't read them through college. And so when I had kids of my own, I was reading a lot to my own children, and I just fell in love with the picture books and the funny stories and the art. And so somehow it lit a spark in me and set me down this path. But I can't even imagine writing for adults. It's just something that I have no interest in. And I suppose it's kind of like, you know, how different doctors go into different specialties. What podiatrist wanted to be a podiatrist? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just something that I connect to, and maybe there's a little bit of that Peter Pan in me.
Keeps you young, eh?
yeah. And I love the stories. And I also love the community. It really is a very warm and welcoming and very tight-knit community of children's authors and illustrators. And it's kind of like a little family. Everybody knows everybody, and social media has really changed that, you know, in the last 10 years. But
yeah,
so it's very supportive and a lot of fun. I mean, I have a really fun job.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Kelly DiPuccio. She'll read at Book Bug in Kalamazoo on Saturday, September 24 at 2 p.m. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview and get more information about the event. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.